It was a weekend of spectacular Olympic performances in Rio de Janeiro. We're going to hear about one of them in just a moment. But first, it was also a weekend of some disturbing stories about crime in Rio. One incident that got a lot of attention, U.S. gold medalist Ryan Lochte and three other swimmers were robbed at gunpoint. The World's Will Carlos is in Rio. Will, Ryan Lochte and his friends survive the incident safe and unharmed, but how lucky were they? I mean, how often can these kinds of robberies get violent if things go south?
Yeah, I think they were pretty lucky. I mean, especially when you read the reports and you read that Ryan Lochte was kind of told to lie down on the ground, and he says that he initially refused, thinking that he was dealing with cops. That's just not a good idea. If somebody points a gun at you and tells you to lie down in Rio de Janeiro, you lie down, and you lie down right away, and you give them what they want, and you hope and pray that you're going to get out of there with your life, because this is a dangerous place.
Will, I wonder how Brazilians are responding to all the attention focused on Ryan Lochte and his friends. You know, the backdrop to Rio is that these things happen all the time.
You're really hitting the nail on the head. I mean, the response here is basically, come on, guys, like you didn't know this was happening. This has been happening all along. This has been happening for decades. This real kind of disbelief on the behalf of many Brazilians who are just kind of, you know, don't these gringos realize that there is crime in Rio? Nobody's paid much attention to the fact that several people have been shot and killed. Several Brazilians have been shot and killed over the last week or so. Suddenly it's a big deal when it's an American that gets mugged. So there's certainly a kind of a feeling here of not quite disbelief, but kind of frustration and saying, look, we know there's a problem and the world should know that there's a problem and this shouldn't really be news to anybody.
Anecdotally, do any Brazilians you talk to say, hey, things are sort of, you know, been better since the Olympics started? Anything perceptible that Brazilians have benefited at all from all the buildup and security steps taken before the Olympics?
Actually, anecdotally, it's quite the opposite. It's the idea that there's been crackdowns on the favelas, for example. Crackdowns, you know, you've got a lot of trigger-happy officers in the city. You've got a lot of people from out of town who don't know the areas, who may get into confrontations that they don't have to. So I think if you talk to your average Brazilian, and of course, there isn't really such a thing as an average Brazilian, but the anecdotal evidence that I'm hearing is, look, there might be less street crime going on in places like Copacabana, and Ipanema and my neighborhood, Barra da Tijuca, where all the tourists are, where there's this heavy police presence. There may be sort of fewer muggings going on. But if you go into the other parts of the city, into the favelas, then there may actually have been an increase in crime because of the reasons I just mentioned, the sort of trigger happy cops and that sort of thing.
Will, you grew up in Sao Paulo, not too far away from Rio. Have you or anyone in your family ever been a victim of crime?
Not in the last year since we've been living here. We've been very lucky. We haven't been the victim of crime at all. When I remember as a kid in Sao Paulo, and to give this context, I mean, this was in the 80s. This was from 1980 to 88, when both Sao Paulo and Rio were far, far more dangerous cities than they are today. But there were a few times I remember as a kid having to, you know, get down in the bottom of the car as shots were running out overhead, you know, people running past sort of shooting machine guns at each other. But I should stress, both Rio and São Paulo and other major cities have seen significant decreases in violent crime since that era, since I was a kid. That's partly to do with economics, you know, people having a bit more money, partly to do with big drives towards security. I think homicides are down something like 50+% since their peak in the early 90s.
The World's Will Carlos in Rio. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.